You share a statement in a really great article that we're going to talk quite a bit about in this interview, where you say, if it were easy to start up a successful new business, then anybody'd be doing it. And then it would be worth the equivalent of flipping burgers at your local McDonald's, a minimum wage job. Now, I mean, here's the thing when it comes to blogs, articles, and newspapers, books, whatever. The words, to me personally anyways, Jim, it means something. And if you were just typically to read that statement, you'd be like, yeah, sure it does. But I believe there's a trajectory moment in that statement. And really, would you agree that that trajectory moment is when you state, then it would be the equivalent of?
Yes, the equivalent of flipping burgers means, hey, if it's easy and all you got to do is make coffee for people all day at a Starbucks, well, I don't know if they pay minimum wage, but close to it, or if all it took was to make a burger the way billions of burgers have been made before by McDonald's, well, that's not worth very much. So if you're looking for easy and an easy business, I have to laugh. There are some people that they talk about certain businesses and say, oh, that's a hard business. And my comment is, well, would you please share with me what an easy business is? Well, you work part-time and you make a lot of money and you get to have two-hour lunches and you can go to the gym, hang out all day, and really become a wealthy person, because that job doesn't exist, except if you're a trust funder, which I am not. I picked the wrong parents, Dan. I asked for Roebuck, like Sears Roebuck, and they gave me Rohrbach. So the thing that people need to keep in mind is, if you're thinking of doing something and then you have that thought, wow, but that would be really hard and that would take a really long time, great, you're on the right track. And then if you can ask yourself, can I really stand the difficulty of doing this and the amount, the excessive amount of not only months, years of doing this, to make it happen? If the answer is yes, then you have a shot. In other words, can you get married to this idea and make the kind of commitment it takes to have a successful marriage with another person? Because you're going to be spending a lot of time with that business, all your days and into some of your nights, where you're going to lay awake, eyes wide open, asking yourself, especially in the first few years, what was I thinking when I started this? And then being willing to get up the next day and do it again.